From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. What is the date today? Saturday, February 7th, the year of our Lord, 2026. Great to be with you. We're going to start this podcast with the Rumble. We record the Rumble and the podcast at the same time. If you're new to listening to the show, let me take a drink of my grape soda. Oh, it's generic. I don't typically buy this generic brand, but it's good. Real good. You can buy some things of this generic brand. These sparkling waters are great. They also got... some things are safe to buy generic, like sandwich bags and, you know, some things like that. Now, I wouldn't buy anything food-related, right? Like, I bought some stroganoff mix once with it. Was it stroganoff or sloppy joes? Doesn't matter. The point is, it was nasty. Nasty. So I don't buy that in plain label. Don't buy juice plain label. Don't buy, you know, a lot of things. D does because she's frugal. She would. Doesn't matter if they're good or not. She'd buy it just because it's cheaper, but not me. Not doing it. Like, I bought some potato salad and macaroni salad yesterday to go with our barbecue. If you don't know what Texas barbecue is, oh, you are missing out. It's nummy. Anyway, let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Take these headphones off. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for Saturday. No, it's not Saturday. Let's start over. Wow. I can do that, right? Stop, start again, here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for Saturday. I cannot say Saturday, I'm gonna keep going. It is Saturday, February 7th, the year of our Lord, 2027. Hey, welcome to all the broadcasters watching. Hello, thank you for watching. Yes, I know, great face for radio, right? Yeah, I know it. It doesn't really matter what anyone thinks, because there's only two people I have to please on this planet, right? That's my wife, Dee, and God, not necessarily in that order. And he made me this way. What can I say? Dee thinks my face is getting slimmer since I've lost 18 pounds. Still got 30 pounds to go, so let's not celebrate yet. I would like to lose more, but Dee's into big, fat, bald guys, so I don't want to lose too much. She likes these dimples the best. That's her thing. Oh, man. She just thinks I'm the cat's meow. I look at her like, you've been smoking a doobie? Are you high? Because I don't see it. Anyway, what's going on now? We got the Olympics going on. Did you watch the opening ceremony last night? It was good. No political BS like in Paris with their tranny last supper or whatever the heck it was. It was just stupid. It was stupid. Remember the Summer Olympics? The last Summer Olympics? Oh my gosh. It was so funny. Remember that trans testicle dude? The dude in a dress that was trying to skate? That would be like me. That'd be like me putting on a dress and go. And don't call it figure skating. They don't do figures. If you don't know what that is, look it up. They used to actually do figures. That was like 50% of their score in skating was skating figures. They would go, do figure eights and all kinds of stuff. But they don't do that anymore. So don't call it that. Just call it skating. That's all you got to do. They have a long form, short form, whatever, routines. And that's fine. But don't call it figure skating, because it's not. Because they don't skate figures. Period. So anyway, that's my rant. The only thing that I can complain about from the opening ceremony, the NBC people kept talking about, they're going to light the cauldrons. And then they went and lit an Easy Bake Oven with like origami around it. And it's like this big, here's your oven, it's like this big, Easy Bake Oven. A little gas in it, little flame, and it's small, it's little. So I know everything's bigger in Texas, right? We'd probably, but I'm used to seeing like, rah, flames, cauldron, not little bitty tiny freaking window. Looks like the window of a furnace, little tiny, shh, oh yeah, the flame's lit. I mean, that's what it looked like, just being honest. Anyway, enjoying watching speed skating today. I gotta talk about this. If every outdoor event is gonna have a drone with a microphone on it, so we have to hear that's just stupid. It's stupid, NBC. I tweeted at NBC. I don't even, what do you call it now? A post? It's not a tweet because it's X. I posted on X and I said, hey, NBC Sports. Hey, at NBC Sports, what are you doing? I can hear your drones and it's just, it's annoying. It's so annoying. Is that supposed to be entertainment? Oh, here's the freestyle skiing. They're flipping and I hear the drones. Now, I watched curling today and speed skating and I didn't hear no drones. So, curling drones, that's funny. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I would be good at it, okay? With the broom. With the broom. Wasn't that fun? Yeah, it was great. Anyway. Now, the only Olympic sport in the Winter Olympics that I've done. Okay, I downhill skied when I was a teenager. Wasn't that great at it. When I got out of boot camp, they put me on a diet all the way through boot camp. You know, see the Marine stuff? Marine Corps? Yeah. I lost 30 pounds in 30 days. When I went in, I weighed 212. When I got out, I weighed 182. You could count my ribs. Now, since I'm 5'11 and 3/4, they said I was 5'11 and the weight standard was like 172. When I got out, I weighed 182. You could count my ribs. At visitation day, which is like 2 weeks before graduation, my mom and dad came to see me from the LA suburbs where I grew up. I was in MCRD San Diego. And when they visited, they brought me, what did they bring me? Taco Bell and M&M's, some kind of candy. I don't even remember, but and that's what I asked for, like fast food, and it was good. And then it had to be like a week before graduation, they took us off the diet, and it was like, you know what they had that I really loved? They had drumsticks. I'm not talking chicken or turkey. I'm talking the ice cream ones. Oh yeah, I was eating like 3 or 4 of those a meal. So, shocker, I gained the weight back. But when I went to, the whole point of my story is when I went to downhill ski after boot camp, I could not even stand up on the skis. So 182 is like stick and bones for me. Now 225 would be good. I'd be happy at 225, but D doesn't want me to go below 250. So that's my goal. I've lost 18 pounds. 30 to go. I've had a couple weeks where I didn't lose a lot. Last week, I pigged out at one lunch, and that really destroyed my week because I pigged out. So today we're going to go to a movie, see Melania. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. We're going to go see Melania, and I might just get popcorn and a sweet because yesterday I was good. Thursday I was good. Wednesday is when I pigged out for lunch. It was a business lunch. And then Monday and Tuesday, I was good. So I had a little breakfast sandwich for breakfast. Might have popcorn and a nummy for lunch when we go to the movies. And then we're going to Italian Garden tonight. I know I shouldn't plug a chain. We're going to a restaurant tonight. And the main reason I think we go there is because my stepdaughter's best friend is a manager. And we get a huge discount, which is great. And the food's good. I'm not going to complain about the food. For a chain, it is good. I haven't had a bad meal there. And so it'll be fun to meet my Texas family there. Most of my Texas family, not all. And because it's my step-grandson's 16th birthday tomorrow. But they don't want to come here tomorrow because it's a Super Bowl. They don't want to be here late for the Super Bowl. And I get that. It's a weeknight, right? The weather is so beautiful here. It's like 74 today, 74 Fahrenheit for my friends in the UK and Australia and elsewhere. And it's supposed to be 73 and mostly sunny tomorrow. It's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. Not mostly sunny, just sunny. And so I hopefully will watch the Super Bowl. And I recommend that you watch TPUSA's. They say they're going to be broadcasting on YouTube. That's what I'm going to be watching at the halftime. I'm going to watch TPUSA on YouTube and Rumble. They're also on Rumble. This show's on Rumble. I don't put it on YouTube because they censor. I don't want them censoring me, so that's why you'll find me on Rumble. Speaking of Rumble, Dan Bongino is back on Rumble. Now, unlike 50 followers that I have, and if you watch every show, thank you so much. I do appreciate you watching. Those that do watch, thank you. And thank you to the 50 that follow me. And I think he's got like a bazillion followers and bazillion watches on every show. And hey, God bless you, Dan. I think that's awesome. I don't get paid to do this show, okay? So if I have 50, 100 views, that's awesome. That's great. But, I just do this as a public service. Now, that's the goal. The reason why I said hi to broadcasters when we started is because that's the goal, to go back to broadcasting. Only offers I've had have been in small markets that pay nothing, and I get that. But, hey, I've been doing engineering for 30 years. I've got 25 years of broadcasting experience, admittedly mostly in non-traditional radio and television. Started in broadcasting in 1999 on public access television. And I used to record my own show, much like I do now. Only then it wasn't electronic. I didn't upload it to a server. Back then it was tape-based. I recorded the show on tape, edited it to a master tape with graphics and other video mixed in. And then I dubbed 30 tapes. 30 tapes! Dubbed 30 tapes to mail it all over the nation. From Anchorage to MNN in Manhattan. And I was on Pegasus in Oklahoma. I mean, all over the nation broadcast the show. And I really appreciate all those places that did. And I even used to send tapes to a colleague in Hong Kong. We used to exchange videos. I would send him my show and he would send other stuff. So, pretty cool. Now, I think he left Hong Kong after I think he was British, and he went back to the UK. He was a cable engineer like me in Hong Kong, and I believe he went back to the UK after Hong Kong was turned back to China after their 99-year lease was up. So let's go to the Rumble. I got a text. My brother sends me funny memes all the time, and that is funny. Funny meme. He's tweeting me from a cruise ship. I'm a little jelly. Listen to this. Listen to where he was. This will make you jelly. See if I saved it. Yeah, here it is. He said he sent me a picture from the drunk snorkel cruise. There he is on the drunk snorkel cruise. He's the big guy. Big guy on the, I guess you'd be seeing on the left, right? Big like me. He used to be much bigger, but he's lost 40 pounds, which is awesome. Now, I'm sure he's gained weight back on the cruise. When Dee and I go on a cruise this summer, I guarantee you I'm going to gain 10 pounds in a week. Okay, maybe not. Maybe 5 pounds. But you know what I did learn? First cruise I ever went on was like in 89. It was the Song of Norway. And that was a converted ship that was converted to a Royal Caribbean ship, and they added the Viking Crown Lounge on the stack, and it was a nice ship. That was my first cruise. Got on the ship at night in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I believe it was the Eastern Caribbean or Southern. No, Southern Caribbean cruise. Yes, Southern Caribbean cruise. The Eastern I went on out of Miami. I've been on a Western out of Miami. I've been on a Western out of Galveston. And That was Dee and I's honeymoon. And this time we're going to one Western Caribbean port and then the Bahamas. Two ports in the Bahamas, which I've never been to. So, well, one of the islands I've been to, but that was like in the 90s, and I'm not going to promote their island. So my brother is on a two-week cruise. He got this awesome deal, like Black Friday in 2024. It wasn't 2025 because he's on now. Yeah, I think he boarded the cruise like at the end of January. Anyway, doesn't matter. So he booked it over a year ago. I went to book it like the Monday after Thanksgiving. That Black Friday deal was gone. I called the cruise line and they wouldn't give me the same deal. So I'm not going. But it was a great deal that he got. So, and it was like the price of a one-week cruise, and he's going on a two-week cruise. So he said that the food is not as good as on the cruise line I went with him on, not last year, but the year before. So 2024, my brother and my sister-in-law and Dee and I went on a cruise to Alaska. That was my fifth cruise to Alaska. So this year's cruise will be my 12th. I've been to Alaska 5 times, Mexico twice, that's 7. Western Caribbean twice, that's 9. Eastern and Southern, that's 11. So this will be my 12th cruise. Yeah, pretty cool. So my brother just went to Barbados, said it was beautiful. Went to St. Lucia, another beautiful island. And today he's in Grenada, however you say that. So I am jelly. That's pretty cool. Two-week cruise. I could do it. But my brother's retired. So we are going on an eight-night, nine-day cruise this summer. I'm not going to tell you when. I don't broadcast vacations before I take them. I will tell you about it afterwards. And then we're going to stay in Galveston for 2 nights. So the day we get off the ship, we go to a big, beautiful, historic hotel in Galveston. I'm not going to tell you the name of it. They don't advertise in the show. But let's just say it is grand. It is the grandest hotel in Galveston. And it's historic. And the pool was built like in the 80s, but it's awesome. Enjoyed laying around the pool when Dee and I went there on our honeymoon. So we will have our anniversary. We got married. Went to Galveston, stayed 2 nights in that hotel. Then we got on the cruise ship, and then we flew back the same day the cruise got off. 7-day, 8-day, 7-night cruise, right? So just, you know, I guess you could call it a 7-day. And so this cruise we're going to first. Then we're going to spend our anniversary at that same hotel that we went to on our honeymoon. So, yeah, I know, I'm old. So, that will be our 4th anniversary that we've been together, our 3rd anniversary as a married couple. So, we're looking forward to that. Now, in the next few weeks, I'm not going to tell you when, we'll be going to Las Vegas. And we'll be seeing the Eagles in the Sphere. If you haven't been to the Sphere, I highly recommend it. We saw them last Valentine's weekend in the Sphere. And it was great. Our seats sucked, which was my fault. Our seats were right underneath the suites. Could only see about, I don't even know if it was a quarter of the screen. So that was kind of sad. Now, we still may not be able to see the whole screen on this trip, but we'll be 10 rows from the stage. 10 rows, center, right in front of the stage. 10 rows back, center, right in front of the stage. So, looking forward to that. And then we will see Chicago. So we'll see the Eagles. I'll have to play some Eagles on the podcast. And then we'll see Chicago in one of the main theaters in that same hotel. I'm not gonna promote, since I just promoted the Sphere. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't been to Las Vegas, I hadn't been to Las Vegas since 2001 when Dee and I went in 2025. So then we went in the fall. We went in the fall, what was it, October? And the weather was perfect. It was perfect. It was a little chilly in the morning, but by the time we went to the races at the Texas Motor Speedway, went to the drag races, and I hadn't been to that since I was in my 20s. Went to Pomona Nationals, the Winter Nationals at Pomona in California. Pomona is where the LA Fairgrounds are, and that was awesome back in the day. Don the Snake, Prudhomme, Kenny Bernstein, and others. and I sat at the finish line. Now, that was great, but that was nothing like being at the start-finish line. Now, we were in the premier seats in the top part of the stands. Well, I guess the toppest part, the highest point would be suites, okay? So right below the suites where you're covered from the sun. We were in the premier seats, and they were great. See, look right down on the start-finish line. And I'll tell you what, I have never felt anything like when the Top Fuel dragsters and funny cars went. I mean, it was the vibration, the power. You could feel the power. It was awesome. Now, D and I took noise-canceling headphones made for shooting, and I've used them for before when we went shooting. Months ago on the south side of town, there's a great gun range, outdoor gun range there, and I really enjoyed shooting. Hadn't shooted in like seven, eight years, and I did well, and D did well too, and I shot better than I thought I would. So we had a lot of fun doing that. So those same headphones, I put new batteries in them. They're noise canceling, so when they're not racing, you could like talk to each other, you could hear each other, and then when there's like really loud noises, then it cancels the noise. So it works great. All right, well, I've been talking for 18 minutes and 35 seconds. Let's go to the X. I know, what I've realized is I actually get more views of this when I don't talk about politics. Nobody wants to hear politics all the time, let's be honest, right? Now, you know, when you go to the movies or you watch TV, you want to escape from political BS. Now, I watch Newsmax in the morning, and I have it on when I'm at work, muted most of the time, unless something looks really interesting, like President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast, and then I unmuted it for most of his speech. I'm not going to lie and said I listened to it all for most of his speech. Really enjoyed it. All right, let's go to my profile. Now, I posted a new picture on my profile, and D made this, and it's super good. Really like it. See if you can see it. See that? That's me. No, it's not Rush Limbaugh. That's me. And she made a cartoonish AI thing, which is really good, really good. It's got the flag, it's got the beach and an airplane like we're on vacation. It's got Marine Corps stuff. The computer says podcast. I'm holding a cable, two cables, one on each hand, and a remote control, which is funny. And the coffee cup is down there below. And then you see that, there's a cross and the Bible. So, I think it's pretty cool. Mountains in the background. So, yeah. I've got headphones on, and then I got sunglasses on top of my head. I do that a lot. So, if I wear my... I need glasses. I wear glasses to see better in a distance. So, when we go to the theater, I wear my glasses because I can see better, much better, with my glasses to drive, or I've got sunglass glasses, and I do that a lot. I put my glasses on top of my head when I want to read. Because I don't need glasses to read, right? You don't see me wearing glasses for the show. I can read, you know, during the show. So anyway, that's a great picture. Thank you to D for making that for me. Here is the verse of the day. It's really good. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Now, whether you're religious or not, whether you believe in Jesus Christ like I do, there's a battle of good and evil happening in this nation. That is the point. And God protects us from the evil. There is evil out there. You know, these people that have TDS, I mean, they're like, their eyes are always that you can tell, right? They're losing their freaking mind. And what is it I always say on the X? If you go that crazy, you are obviously in stage 5 of the terminal wasting disease, TDS. Can you imagine having a syndrome that makes you so crazy? It can actually kill you, right? That's why Kathy Griffith looks like she's about to die. Rosie O'Donnell about to die. That's stage 5 of the terminal wasting disease. What's a wasting disease? Mad cow disease is a wasting disease. It actually destroys your brain. It actually eats your brain. So the hatred that you feel towards one man is physically destroying your brain with hatred. You don't think I'm worry, and hatred can kill you. Now, I'm not going to lie. I spent most of my life looking for a better relationship, working for a better house, looking for a better job, right? Moving all, I've literally lived all over this great nation of ours. And you know what? It was never enough. I did not experience peace and joy until I went back to church with Dee, because you know what? That peace, that joy only comes from God. It does not come from... 90% of lottery winners lose their money. 90% of people that win the lottery lose it all. How many times have you seen actors and athletes go bankrupt? Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, so many people out there have lost everything. Why? Because they never had money before. They don't know how to manage it. They don't have a plan. I have a plan. So after I win the Powerball tonight, Dee and I will create a ministry. We will travel North America, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I want to do, that ultimately. But you know, to do that, I would have to have the lottery, that kind of income. Now, God has gifted me with the ability to communicate, right? I talk too much. I totally admit it. I went to an interview recently. I told one of the people that worked for the station, I said, I know I talk too much. And Dee warned me, hey, when you go for this interview, would you stop talking and just listen, right? Because I talk too much. I probably talk too much in the interview. And when I get nervous, I talk too much. When Dee and I had our first date, I talk too much. I admit it. I am not a good listener. I admit it. I admit that. I do not listen well. Oh, I love to talk, as you know if you've watched the show, but I'm not a good listener. So that was a great verse of the day from Psalm 97:10. Psalms are great. I post great videos all the time. Like this guy. He's actually chipping the ice. See that? He's chipping the ice. And he's finding these big old massive stones of jade. Big old stones of jade. Which, of course, you can use to make jewelry. And that's jade. Jewelry and all kinds of stuff from jade. It's beautiful. All right. I'm scrolling down. Nicki Minaj, of course, is a huge supporter of President Trump. Huge. Huge supporter. After shot the red-pilled nurse posted this. Do I follow her? No, I do not. I will. Let's see if she follows me back. After shots were taken at Nicki Minaj at the Grammys. So after shots were taken of Nicki Minaj at the Grammys for supporting President Trump. So she's saying people took shots at her. Said bad stuff at the Grammys because she supports President Trump. Including the host, who's not funny. Nicki Minaj clapped back in a way nobody expected. She didn't hold back at all. Nicki claimed that the Grammys is a satanic ritual and that your favorite artists partake in satanic rituals to remain in power. They probably feel like they have to remain in power. They have to bang on President Trump to remain, in the limelight. I'm not compromising who I am for anybody. I'm not going to do it for you, the broadcaster. I'm not going to do it for my employer. I work for a woke corporation, so I can't spread the gospel at work. I do talk about it with a couple colleagues that I trust. But I know I can't share my faith at work like I can with you. Because I could get fired for it. And now, isn't that sad? Now, I am very thankful that I live in West Texas. Here in the state of Texas, we don't have to be ashamed to be Christian, right? I mean, you go to a school on the left coast, you say Jesus, oh, people lose their freaking mind. Oh, but you can do Muslim Day, where you have to put on a hijab, and face east of Mecca five times a day. Have you noticed when you go to a major metropolitan airport where they used to have a smoking room? I can remember a smoking room. I don't remember which airport, but I remember seeing a smoking room or two that were a glass room. That was like sectioned off from the airport, the main concourse of the airport. Glass room, glass, glass. And then they must have had vents, right? Like fart fans to suck the smoke out of the room. And people would stand in there smoking, right? Now, I smoked a little bit, but I don't really understand the addiction. Never felt like I had to, like I needed to. But I understand it. Nicotine is highly, highly addictive. And that's why they put all that stuff in the cigarettes, to make you smoke them, right? Just like if you dip snuff. If you dip snuff or chew tobacco, that nicotine that's in that is addictive. It is. Now, my namesake, right, that I was named after, he lost all of his teeth because of gum cancer. And he chewed Red Man. He chewed my uncle chewed Red Man. My dad used to bring him a pouch when we go visit him when we were in Georgia. And because that's where my dad was from. So I'm half Georgian, right? Now I call it Georgiazuela because of all the stupid stuff that's going on, like in Fulton County. They've already verified massive fraud. The 2020 fraud election was massive. And the Republicrats didn't do anything about it. Nothing. And I could tell you Mrs. Kemp, the Georgia governor, Mrs. Kemp, did nothing about it. Secretary Raffi did nothing about it. And I won't believe my lying eyes when I saw the video of Fulton County. Remember? They threw out all the election observers because there was a leak. There was a leak in the wherever they were counting ballots. I think it was like a baseball stadium, football stadium or something. I don't even remember. Anyway, they stopped counting ballots wherever it was because there was a pipe that burst. And guess what happened? They started counting ballots again with the 20,000 ballots that they pulled out. Could have been even more. Tens of thousands of ballots they pulled out from black duffel bags underneath tables covered with black sheets. So you take my studio desk here, you cover it with a black sheet, you put a duffel bag underneath with tens of thousands of ballots in them. And that's how President Trump lost Georgia. Before they stopped counting ballots, he was ahead 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania because they had massive fraud election in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. He lost Pennsylvania because of the fraud election. Now, I don't remember. I think it was in Nevada. In Nevada, they had a bribing cackling cami van, right? And there was guys actually making ballots in the van. An election worker, a poll counter, or whatever his title was, he goes outside to have a cigarette, right? So he's standing outside on the loading dock having a cigarette, and he sees this van full of people creating ballots for Cackle and Cammy and Bribin. And he looks at that and he goes, oh my God, what are they doing? And you know what happens? Bribin officials go, they create a human wall to stop him from looking inside. All right. Well, I could talk all day about these things and so much more. But we are done with the Rumble for this week. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, and a wonderful week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. So I will upload the video to the Rumble server, and we will continue with some great music. I'm going to start with this one. Man, the Texas Tech softball team is kicking A. Now, I saw their first game live for McNeese, which is in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And it was, and they every game that they have played so far, they have skunked. The game was called in the fifth inning. If you don't know what that is, it's a mercy rule in softball. After five innings, if you're ahead by eight runs, it's over. So they have yet to play a full game, as far as I know. So let's play this from the Josh Abbott Band for the girls of Texas Tech softball. I looked at, granted, I waited too long, I admit it, but you know, the season just started, and I during the week this week before the first game, I looked at every game, and all of the reserve seats are gone. All there is reserved is general admission seats in the outfield. That's all that's left for the entire season of Texas Tech softball. So congratulations to the ladies of Texas Tech. winning their softball games. Let's hope they win them all. XP sucks! XP sucks! Feedback.
There's a spirit in the air, a sense of hope through every door. New routines pave the way. Bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dearly through the days and the nights. Until our time is done here, we are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never. For honor evermore, we bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
XP sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sun of silence.
And in the naked light I saw talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. And no one dare disturb the sound of silence.
Everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Here's frost on the graves and the monuments, but the taverns are warm in town. People curse the government and shovel hard food down. Lights are out in City Hall, the castle and the keep. The moon shines down upon it all, the legless and the sleepless. Cold on the toll gate where the wagon's creeping through. Cold on the toll gate, God knows what I can do. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Yeah, the garrison sleeps in the citadel with the ghosts and the ancient stones. High on the parapet, a Scottish piper stands alone. And high on the wind, the Highland runs beating a roll. Something from the past just comes and stares into my soul. Cold on a toll gate with a Caledonian moon. Cold on a toll gate, God knows what I can do with you. That's what it is. That's what it is now. What it is. That's what it is now. Charlotte Street, I take a walking stick from my hotel. The ghost of Dirty Dick is still in search of Little Nell. That's what it is.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Feel the ground slipping away, like a sigh that greets the close of day. Feel the water's welcoming arms embrace me in the quiet calm. I can't hear what you say anymore, just the sound of trees on the ocean floor, irresistibly drawn from the shore. But you're so
Thank you.